Thank you for listening to, participating in the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM satellite online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Nice to see you. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, Lizzie Goodman with Blender Magazine is here with new music this week, including the Ravenettes, Nick Lowe, and the Mountain Goats.
But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
It was another good night for Barack Obama. He won a decisive victory over Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin's Democratic primary yesterday. Obama has maintained a two-week winning streak since Super Tuesday, February 5th. Here's NPR's David Green with more.
Barack Obama had already moved on to Houston, Texas by last night. He said voters in Wisconsin turned out in frigid temperatures to support him. The Illinois senator also began talking about this fall.
If we win the nomination, if we are blessed and honored to win the nomination, then we're going to need your help to win the election in November.
Officials in Hillary Clinton's campaign said they remain confident their candidate can rebound in Ohio and Texas, which hold primaries on March 4th. Clinton spoke to supporters last night in Youngstown, Ohio.
If we pull together, I know we can do this. So I hope you'll go to and support this campaign because it is your campaign.
After her speech, Clinton placed a call to Obama to congratulate him.
That was NPR's David Green reporting. And on the Republican side of the race, John McCain took Wisconsin, beating Mike Huckabee 55-37%. After beating his party rival, McCain turned his focus to the Democrats. Last night in Columbus, he said it takes more than a campaign slogan to make a president.
I will fight every moment of every day in this campaign to make sure Americans are not deceived by an eloquent but empty call for change.
The candidates are campaigning in Ohio ahead of that state's March 4th primary. And it could signal the end of fall television premieres. NBC has announced plans to move to a year-round schedule of introducing new programs. The company says the move is intended to appeal to advertisers, but the change could also be fallout from the writer's strike. Jeff Zucker, the president of NBC, admitted that the strike could change the way networks do business. The network will announce a 52-week schedule in April, a month before ABC and CBS unveil their fall lineups. And in other TV news, Martha Stewart is kicking it up a notch. The Domestic Divas company has bought the rights to Emeril Lagasse's franchise, which includes cookbooks, television shows, and kitchen products. Martha Stewart Living paid $45 million in cash and $5 million in stock for the franchise. It does not include Lagasse's 11 restaurants and corporate office. And that's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.